You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the last couple of weeks, I have been looking at the commercialisation of political movements in response to the social activity online and on the streets following George Floyd's death in the United States. Last week, I spoke to media professor Neil Curtis about the impact of social media on political movements. We compared the impact of physical on-the-street activism to social media activism, where people post information on an issue to their timeline or on their stories. Neil used the example of the hashtag Blackout Tuesday and how it had negative effects on activism online by preventing the spread of important information. He also argued that social media activism is often performative. The inherent nature of social media platforms as a place to present your best self, leading to a phenomenon that has been coined slacktivism, where users simply post a picture that shows that they support a political movement but does not actually create a positive action, such as providing donations or calling out your peers and family members. This week in my discussion with Neil, we talked about how brands and businesses can use political movements for their own financial gain. In the weeks following George Floyd's death and the huge number of Black Lives Matter protests across the globe, we have seen brands and businesses stand behind the movement and make statements showing their support for the Black community. However, corporate brands such as Microsoft, Amazon, and Adidas, who have supported the Black Lives movement, have been criticized for this due to their lack of diversity in their own companies. Because of this, I wanted to know what motivations brands have in supporting political movements. So Neil and I discussed just that. I just wanted to move on now to talk about the commercial opportunity that social media offers brands and businesses. This is sort of a well-known fact that, you know, social media ad revenue is a huge aspect of all social media platforms. So does this financial opportunity that social media presents have an effect on businesses and how they potentially use social and political movements?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the most egregious case recently that's kind of relevant to the current times was that terrible Pepsi commercial. I think it was starred, did it, Kendall Jenner?
Kendall Jenner, yeah.
Somebody like that. I don't actually know who that person is. I understand they're a celebrity. I mean, that went viral because it was so bad. And they, in the end, they didn't benefit from the success of the advert, right? Because it was so awful, they had to pull it. I mean, somebody mockingly actually reproduced the advert in one of the protests last week, which I thought was rather wonderful. Some think a young Black woman or Black man offered a can of Pepsi to a police officer in full riot gear at one of the protests, which I thought was great. They will always, I mean, good advertising obviously relates to the zeitgeist, right, and the times. You need to be in tune. You know, you need to be able to read the room to be a good advertiser, to know what's happening. Pepsi tried to read the room with that one and got it completely wrong, because that was in response, I think, to the protest that took place in Ferguson. Yeah, I think it was Ferguson. So they thought, oh, let's get in on this, right, and show that we support the Black Lives Matter. But they did this just awful, awful advert. But I think really in terms of social movements, yes, commercial outfits, corporations are always trying to look like they're in keeping with the morals and views of their consumers and users. So they will quite often authentically try to promote something or use a social movement to promote something. But often we know that they will do it really, really cynically. I mean, the most extraordinary thing from the Blackout Tuesday activism on social media was the NFL, right, the American football, actually putting a black square up. And we know that they actually sort of hung the footballer out to dry who started the campaign to take knee during the national anthem, which was Colin Kaepernick. His career's been ruined. He was effectively kind of listed as somebody that should not be employed by the entire league. So every franchise turned their back on him, even though he's absolutely brilliant. So the fact that the NFL would do that is shocking. And then, of course, was his own team, which was the San Francisco 49ers. They also did it, which was just, it's just at that point, it's just offensive. But probably the most tone-deaf of these NFL teams that were posting against racism were the Washington Redskins. You know, to have a name like Washington Redskins and then post, you know, a black square to say you're against racism is just ridiculous. So I think, yeah, I think these corporations, businesses, brands, they all want to sort of get in on a campaign. I think the Blackout Tuesday thing was actually started by Atlantic Records, which is obvious given the amount of black artists that support them, right? Or they have supported or made money from or whatever.
And absolutely.
So the Atlantic one was a authentic one, you could say. But the Redskins, the 49ers, the NFL coming out and saying this when, you know, when you think of Kaepernick took the knee to protest the kind of brutality which we saw with George Floyd, right? A policeman kneeling on his neck for almost 9 minutes killed him. I don't know. I was just flabbergasted to see it, really. So, yes, corporations will always try to use these. They have to. They can't be out of touch with what's happening. They've got to be with the zeitgeist. They've got to be with the mood. But some of them are just completely tone deaf.
You'd sort of hope that there would be more awareness, like personal awareness of what your brand already stands for, than just jumping on board something else.
Yeah, but I think this is part of the problem. This kind of gets to the sort of kernel of what the issue is here, right? The Washington Redskins will actually defend the name to the hilt and say that it's not racist.
Right? Yeah,
they're in sort of complete denial. So their complete denial allows them to post under the hashtag in the way that people will talk about Edward Colston again, the slaver, right? Oh, he was a really great merchant and a philanthropist, right? And, oh, it's just history. The past is just the past, you know?
But the past is what got us here, so.
Yeah, the past is the present. If we're not careful, the past will be the future, right? So, yeah, I think, you know, the Redskins will look around and say, yeah, well, we can post under this because we're anti-racist. And our Redskins name is not racist. It's just a word, right?
Interesting.
So I think there is some self-reflection, but self-reflection doesn't necessarily mean you come to the right conclusion all the time, right? Especially when you're desperate to look like you do support something, and you've got so many black players, right? So yeah, I don't think corporate boards or advertising executives for corporations are most talented when it comes to careful self-reflection of what they're doing. They're very, very good at seeing an opportunity and tying their brand to a particular opportunity, but they're not very good at being particularly sensitive to the complexities of what joining that campaign might mean, you see.
That was University of Auckland Professor Neil Curtis discussing the commercialisation of social movements.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.